every citizen of the country is closely linked with these three sectors. Not only that one, as well as providing a strategy aspects for the country, all these three sectors combinedly. That way it's a unique the characteristics have the same common objectives for these three sectors. Now also, if you see these three sectors, I need not tell all of you, this sector is standing on the cutting edge technology being developed everywhere on the state of the art technologies. It is standing on that. Unless this sector is updating their knowledge, they stand in line with the latest developments, definitely we are going to lose. Mainly because that everywhere this the disruptions are going to happen and innovations are happening. So definitely these three sectors, unless it is essential that they have to revive themselves, to update themselves, to be in line with the technological developments. So that's what the visions for these three sectors is very much essential. And I'm very happy to see that the CIT has taken initiative to have these three sectors to have a vision. Now, I can ask you that why these visions are required. Definitely, there's a different reasons are there. And I need not tell you that is already that Defense Secretary told many things, and also that President of CIT also said many things. Just to my thought, what are I feel that I want to tell you. If you see these three sectors, the aero, space, defense, these technologies are very, very closely interlinked, and most of the technologies in these sectors are common, or it will be repetitive, or of similar nature. So definitely, it is essential that these three sectors should not work in isolation. There should be that the technologies developed by in this sector should be complementary each other. This combination, the cross-coupling between these sectors, the technology transfer between the various departments, definitely it will reduce that the time for the cutting-edge technology development. At the same time, it is going to reduce that cost drastically. This would be the first mission that I see. And definitely, already the government has taken initiative. We have seen that the Science and Technology Ministry is taking the cross-coupling effects are happening. So this is one thing that we need to take it forward. Second aspect is already that is Dr. Ajay Kumar explained very nicely. All these three sectors mainly governed by the government departments until recent times. And globally, as well as in India, now that the change is happening, it is essential to bring the private sector to this major department, major sector. The reason is, if you are depending only on the government sectors or government companies, government expansion, it is very, very expensive. Also, that is the technology development, what are required, is going to be limited because that only limited number of the people only going to be involved. And because limited number of people are involving in their work in isolation, definitely that is the time of development will be very huge. And we may be losing missing the board. That's why I reason that. Now, how to overcome this one? So instead of confining these sectors only to that the government's that department, now that these sectors are open to the public, definitely by doing this one, what we are going to gain? I would say that I can say only about that example about the space department. They are seeing that the combined together the entire country, the number of people working in the space departments are around 17,000 people. Now, These 17,000 people are going to work, are working to make a cutting-edge technology development. It is possible. And also that by bringing opening the sector to the public, in the private industries, definitely, not only the 70,000 people, this 130 crore Indian people definitely can contribute in one form or other. So because of that a huge number of manpower is getting involved, the employment will be more, the development time will be very short, and we have for the expecting that a lot of disruptions, innovation is going to happen. Don't think that only ISRO engineers alone have their disruptive technologies in the mind. I have seen when I interacted with the industries, a lot of the youngsters and the industries, they have a very good idea, and they're much better than the ISRO's engineers' ideas. So definitely, by opening up the sector to industries, to the private industries, definitely all these three sectors will be beneficial. But at the same time, when we are telling that this opening the private industries, we need to be very, very careful. Definitely, these three sectors are strategic one, and the technologies whatever we are developing will be always will be have a dual purpose. It can be used for constructive purposes, also it can be used for destructive purposes. At the same time, the government has its own obligations for international signatories. So definitely, to ensure that once we are along the opening of the sector for the public or private industries, definitely there must be a strong policy is required to ensure that private people are doing the business with ease. At the same time, protecting the safety and security of the country is required. That should be the another vision that really we have to think about. Then, at the same time, once we are opening up the sectors for the industries, definitely what we are expecting, what the government is expecting, is we need that the indigenous technology development, not buying from outside. We need to do everything. Then I can give one small example. When I was in service, there was a demand for a strategy side for downloading the data from 3 satellites. Just for downloading the data, the amount that asked by the foreign countries are so huge. And finally, I told them, I will not allow this one. I have the capability to do the thing, and we have developed the satellite, and 3 satellites we developed and we launched in less than the 10% cost of demanded by the foreign company just for downloading the data. Just imagine. At the same time, this is one typical example. I am sure that such type examples will be there in the aero sector and defense sector. And also that you can understand that our industries are no way less than anybody else. And just in front of me, Dr. Subbarao is here, and he has contributed recently launched satellite, EUIS-04. And also that another major company, the Centrum, in Bangalore, is a contributor for the company. Many companies are really, the private companies are really contributing for our development, advanced technology development. And they are not inferior. And they are much powerful. And I am not surprised that one day these private companies will take over the entire government sector. That is not too far. The way they are progressing, I am sure that is going to happen. And at the same time, these private industries, when they are doing that activity for these important sectors, they should not concentrate only on the scaling up the sector. scaling up the activity. They have to involve themselves in R&D. And I've seen that the change environment in this one. Now it is our duty to really nurture these changes and ensure that these activities being taken up throughout the nation in a big way to ensure that we will meet the Atmanirbhar Bharat. Now at the same time, we are talking about the groundwork. What need to be done? Definitely to stay along with the global requirement, we need to develop the advanced technologies in these three sectors. Just I can give a simple example for the space side, because I don't want to spend my time on the other aero and defense sector. I can talk about space sector. And the space sector, we are seeing that what will happen. Originally, in some 20, 30 years back, the space technologies are used for observing Earth for resources or for disaster management and all. Definitely, that is one part. The second level, now the space near Earth space is being used for doing the services directly. Just now that Dr. Ajay Kumar talked about that 5G. All this demand is at the space sector. Also that is the space systems are directly being used. Only thing is when the system is directly being used for providing services, the space will become more and more overcrowded. So it's having its own issues of how to handle the lakhs of satellite being launched there in the space in the near future without the affecting each other. At the same time, that the very important issue of handling the frequency spectrum and the orbital allocation. This is another that area we are talking. Now, considering all this is over, now, just like the Industry 4.0, we are talking the Space 4.0 also. What is the Space 4.0 in the future? Definitely, the Space 4.0, when you are talking, we are not going to confine with the Earth, or we are not going to confine in the near Earth space. We are talking about the space exploration of that heavenly bodies, the planets, asteroids, and all. What for? This is mainly for bringing the resources from that body to Earth. Because all of us are aware that the resources on Earth is depleting. At one point of time, the Earth is going to become Mars. So to ensure that the Earth to be kept in alive condition, we have to bring the resources from other bodies to Earth. So this is the next mission of that our space activity. Now to do this one, to make this happen, it can be imagination. All imaginations only become that reality after some time. So definitely to make this to happen, we need first of all the entire business to be very, very cost effective. And for every time that in the space activity involved in the huge time required for travel, suppose you go to Mars and come back, you need 2 years. And you go to asteroid and come back, we need 10 years. So, we are going to asteroid to bring some amount of kg of gold. And we need not wait for 10 years. So, we need the whole travel should be very faster. At the same time, now, in this business, I'm sure that people like Dr. Subbarao should get into this business. Not only making satellite or small this one, you have to make business for going to asteroid and bring that minerals from there. That should be that involved. So, for the private industries to make it happen, that only feasible, that make it very easier and very safer. So, to do all these things, definitely we need to do a lot of new technologies. The technologies involved like artificial intelligence with the data, the machine learning, big data analytics, then the space situational awareness. Then we are talking about that very fast that advanced propulsion system, green propulsion system, air breathing and the hypersonic propulsion system. Now then we are talking that already we have, and we need the electric propulsion system and very fast that advanced materials development and the quantum the technology, the communications, many, many such technologies are required. So I am sure that similar new technologies are there in the other areas also, because everybody has to concentrate on that one, and especially the private industries. I am sure that the CIT right now we are talking that we are calling that Dr. Sivan on the dais, and after 5 years or 10 years, the same CIT will ask Sivan to get sit there and ask Subbarao to be sitting here. They stupid going to come like this. The industry is going to take over, and the government is going to be the second line. So this way we should do it. And when such things are happening, how to execute this vision, these visions? Definitely, that is that a particular company or particular nation alone cannot do it. This is very, very capital intensive and time consuming technological development. So definitely, there must be a very good international supply chain to be established for the transfer and supply of the materials, manufacturing, same technologies and manpower. It should be a global network should be there. So we should not think about only within that ISRO, within DRDO. We should think about nation. And not only nation, we should think about that as a global, as a single entity. Because when you talk about, when you are looking from the space, there is no demarcation between India and other things. So it should be as a globally be able to see. So it must be that it's a global, that the interactions and the supply chain is required. And considering all these things, I'm very happy to see that this CIT has organized this seminar of the vision, Aerospace and Defense 2030. Same time, that conference on that international supply chain. Also that they are both linked. They have nicely arranged this two-day event. I'm sure that all this, that important aspect will be discussed next 2 days. And I'm expecting that the CRT should give a very clear direction to these three sectors, in what way we should proceed further regarding the vision and the supply chain aspect. And they will make it, and they will give it to the department so that we can have great help for the nation to take these three sectors to the highest level and to make this India number one. I don't want India to be, I am not bothered about only Atmanirbhar Bharat. My vision is number one. We are buying from others. After 10 years, they should buy from us. That should be our target. And I am saying that the day is not too far, and the CRT will definitely help in this aspect. Let me thank once again CRT for giving me opportunity. Thank you. Jai Hind.
Thank you so much, sir, for giving the call for India to be number